Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We have a brand new guest for you today. This is going to be, I'm hoping we have her several times because this is a mission that you guys really need to know about. Today, we're talking with Emily C. Hafer, and the reason is because there's this cool little boutique called Earrings for Abby. So good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I came across Emily by accident at, I'm going to give a shameless plug to LA Design. I was getting my hairs cut one day, and my friend Linda, and she had some really cute earrings. And so I looked at them and I bought some because they were very inexpensive, $4 a piece.
Yeah.
I bought these cute little earrings, kept the card, finally looked into it, and I discovered Earrings for Abby. Tell us about this, because I just thought you were just this little housewife making earrings, but that is not what's going on, right?
No, it is not. So Earrings for Abby started because of our daughter that we had in 2021. She had growth restrictions. We found that out. And she was born at 26 weeks, and she was only 15 ounces when she was born. And she lived for 2 days in the NICU in Marshfield. After that point, a few weeks later, I decided that I needed to do something. I wanted to give back to the nurses and doctors at the NICU that were amazing. Not only taking care of me, but most importantly, taking care of her as well. And I always have worn jewelry. I've been a jewelry wearer. And I thought I can make earrings. I can do something. So I did lots of research, figured out what I should use, materials. And that's how Earrings for Abby started.
So it was kind of a therapy after
yes.
your loss, right? Because
yes.
I'm sure that, I can't even imagine. I mean, unless you've been through it, and even if you've been through it, it's a different experience for everybody.
Yes.
And not everybody takes a proactive way to deal with that. So that's amazing that you just took it upon yourself to do something. And now you've got this amazing Facebook group, right?
Yes.
And you started out with 50?
50 members we started out with. To date, I think we're over 1,500.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you also told me, so you sell these earrings for $4 a piece.
Yes.
And half of that goes to the NICU at Marshfield Clinic.
Yes.
So you guys, these are so inexpensive and they're beautiful. I was blown away when I looked up on the website or on your Facebook page because I know what I bought and I didn't realize there was more.
Yeah.
And then to find out it goes for this cause. So in just a couple years now, what is your total that you have donated to Marshfield Clinic?
So collectively, between Earrings for Abby, obviously everybody donating, we've donated $31,500 to the NICU in Marshfield.
That is so crazy. And that comes to be like, what, 7,000 pairs of earrings?
Yeah, that's a lot of earrings.
That's a lot to make. And it's just you and a couple family members, right?
Yes.
You guys
yes.
are not a warehouse.
No.
In Michigan, you are.
It's at the kitchen table. It's during naps of our kids. I mean, it's after they go to bed. It's a home mission.
They got their own little business here. And
yes.
And you donate. So you made it $4. So it's ridiculously affordable.
Yeah.
And I immediately, when I saw the other ones, I thought, that's not enough. But it's not about making money off this, right?
Absolutely.
It's
Absolutely.
Doing this for the cause, for Abby.
Yes. I wanted to, like I said, do something to give back. I didn't want it to be a moneymaker for me. I didn't know how successful it would be, and I didn't know it would grow as big as it has. But to donate $31,500, that's a car.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. So that is a brand new car.
Yeah.
And to help save other babies.
Exactly.
So good.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to take a break right now and hear from our sponsor. And then we're going to come back. And I want to hear a little bit more about the Facebook page and how people can get to you.
Okay.
And then, you guys, we are going to do a podcast on this because Emily's brand new and there's a lot of info. So we're going to save the podcast for the backside here. But hang out with us and we'll be right back. right, everybody, welcome back, and thanks for hanging out and sticking with us on this wonderful Wednesday with our brand new guest, Emily Seehafer. She's from the area here, and if you didn't hear the first part of this, Emily and her husband had a terrible tragedy in 2021 and lost their first daughter through growth restrictions, right? Mm-hmm. She wasn't growing right,
yes.
And we'll learn about a little bit more of that on the podcast. But what grew from that was this fun little mission of hope you created, this little light in the storm, and you just started making earrings, right?
Yes.
And now we have this Facebook group called Earrings for Abby. So tell everybody how, if that's the exact name, or how we get to you, yep. and what that Facebook page is all about.
Yes, so it is Earrings for Abby. If you search it on Facebook, you want to be sure you go to the group. It's got, like I said, over 1,500 members. So you can scroll through the pictures. I post on Sundays, typically. Sunday afternoons I post. Try to keep a theme each week. This week it was the Packers and Brewers and Badgers. And then you just comment on anything that you'd like, and we set it aside for you. We can ship it to you. We can do pickups, whatever works for you.
And again, these are only $4 each.
Yes.
And half of that goes to the Marshfield Clinic NICU to help other babies.
Correct.
And the rest just goes back to supplies.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always more to buy, whether it be the cards or the backs or designs or anything you can imagine.
Yeah. And this is not just I'm a bored housewife and I want something to do. This is a real important thing to help mm-hmm. you get over the loss of your child.
Yes.
And to help others who may be in that same area. And by giving them these donations, hopefully it's helping the programs and getting more maybe medical research and things for children?
Yes, so they were able to buy medical equipment. They've told me that they were able to use the money that we've donated for more supplies. I know they've bought, they're called NICVIEW cameras that are on the babies when they're in the incubators, so that if you're not at the hospital, you can see them. There were a lot of other things that they've used the money for, so I know it goes to good use.
That's great. And especially you're getting that feedback from them. So, I mean, obviously they appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine the difference for the families coming in after you. Like, they don't even know what they don't have, you know, like
yep.
the things you went through to get here. And again, I don't want to talk about that too much on the air because we don't have enough tissues in the world. So, but what I do want to make sure is that people understand that this is not just a, like, everybody's got fundraisers and things. This is donating to little tiny babies in our area mm-hmm. and their families that need help. And that's what I love about these kind of missions, is because they are local and they're here. You're not sending an envelope to another state, another place. This literally goes 50 miles away and that's it.
Exactly.
And helping people that you might already know.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. So, again, Earrings for Abby on Facebook.
Yep.
Look for the group.
Yes.
Join the group. Even if you're just looking for some fun jewelry, these earrings are beautiful. I bought one style that I didn't even, I thought that was it. And then I looked at the group a year later and was like, man, I'm missing out. So I have to go through and do some inventory and get some more stuff myself to help out this mission. And do you have any advice for anybody listening right now that maybe they're not going through this, mm-hmm. but something? Like, what got you, how did you get up? Just really quickly, how did you start? You just made up your mind to do it?
I did. There was something that came over me that I said I need to do something to give back. And many people have said it this way to me. You took something really, really bad and sad that happened to us and turned it into something so good. And as hard as it was, I mean, you'll never... That sounds stupid. You'll never forget her. You'll never... you know, lose her in within us, but doing this and giving back, so rewarding.
Yeah, it just makes it a smidge easier.
Exactly.
Just a little bit.
Exactly.
All right. Well, and of course, we're out of time because it goes so fast. But again, we are going to do some podcast on this and get a little more details for somebody that might be going through something similar and, you know, kind of work on that a little bit. But Earrings for Abby on Facebook, look up the group. You can shop, you can donate. And we are going to keep track of Emily here because she's going to be at some craft fairs and things around, and I'm going to make sure you guys know about that when it happens. So thank you so much, Emily Seehafer, for joining us today with Earrings for Abby, your labor of love after a terrible tragedy, but giving something back to people that may not have to go through that now because of you.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for everything you do. And you guys, thank you everybody for listening. And again, comment back on to the podcast on WAVLFM.com. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us on the podcast version here of our interview with Emily Seehafer on this wonderful Wellness Wednesday. And again, we're talking about earrings for Abby. And when I met Emily, well, I just met her today, but I came across the earrings very accidentally at a hair salon. I think I maybe heard some little part of the story just briefly in passing at the salon, you know, like, yeah, it's for a good cause, helps children. Okay, I bought the earrings. They're cute. I looked at the card and found your Facebook group and went, whoa, I'm missing out on a whole lot of stuff because I did not realize anything. I didn't realize anything of what you did and how you're doing this. And then as I read, I got into, okay, now I see who Abby is and what happened with the little feety prince.
Yeah.
So, and this started in 2021.
Yes.
And it was your first child.
Yes, she was.
All right. So I'm going to let you tell the story because I was not there.
Okay. So I was on fertility medication to help get pregnant. My husband and I were married in 2016. We had hoped for a family earlier. It had never happened. Got on fertility medicine to help with that. Got pregnant with Abby. Then we found out, I would say at 24 weeks, we thought everything was going as it should. Found out about 24 weeks, they couldn't determine if she was a boy or girl, which was kind of the first...
That something wasn't.
Yes, first inkling, I guess, for me to realize most people find out right away. So I kind of wondered if something was wrong. Then we were referred to the doctors in Marshfield. Because they said she was a little on the small side, is what we were told. They found out right away that it was a little girl. And we knew right away we wanted to name our daughter Abigail. So that was our, we were happy with that. They told us we'd have a long road ahead. And my heart sunk. I remember that feeling. Not knowing what we were going to face, what our road was going to be, but we knew it wasn't going to be easy. I was told at my appointments to prepare to be hospitalized at any time because they didn't know what to expect. I would say it was late 25 weeks or so. I went for an appointment and they had me stay. And they said, you need to stay here indefinitely until she's born. She needs to be monitored.
And this all happened within a week. A
couple weeks.
Like yes. You found out.
Yes.
And then boom, boom.
Yes. Found out there that there were blood flow issues in the umbilical cord. So there was stops or gaps or pauses in the blood flow, which was preventing her from growing. So we were at the hospital. I think it was a Friday I was admitted. She was born the following Wednesday. And I had morning ultrasounds every day. Every day they said everything was fine. I knew something was wrong Tuesday night, that night before she was born, because my blood pressure was really high, which they worried I had preeclampsia, which I did. So Wednesday morning, my doctor came in and she said, can you turn your TV off? I knew it wasn't good. So she said, we're going to meet your daughter today. And I didn't know, again, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what the future was going to hold. And you try to stay as optimistic as you can, but it was very hard. And of course this was 2021, shortly after COVID. So only my husband was allowed in the hospital. My family and his family would come to visit us, but we'd have to go outside. We'd have to go downstairs. They couldn't come up to the room. So that was hard too. So she was born Wednesday afternoon. This was April 21st. That afternoon she was born. She was taken to the NICU right away. I remember one of the nurses saying, she's perfect. She's got 10 fingers, 10 toes, but she's a little peanut, is what they told us. Didn't know exactly how small she was. Come to find out, only 15 ounces, which that's, I mean.
That a bottle of soda is 16 ounces.
Yes, yes, small. Mm-hmm. They told us that her likelihood, her life, I guess, chances at life would be 40%, which again, you try to be optimistic. You think everything's going to be okay. We would visit her as much as we could, well, because I had a C-section with her, so I was still recovering and I was trying to get milk for her and anything that I could. So my husband, on Friday, my husband took the milk that I had gotten down to the NICU and he came back and I his face looked a little different, and I just asked him what, you know, what's wrong. And he said, well, the curtain around her was closed and they wouldn't let me see her. And I said, okay. Thought it was a little odd because every other time we've gone in there, it was open and we could touch her hand, we could look at her, we could do anything we needed to. A couple minutes later, a nurse knocked on the door and she said, we need you to come down to the NICU. She's not doing well. And I think, I don't remember walking to the NICU. I was in so much pain, but I don't remember any of it. All we needed to do and what we knew we needed was to see her. And as we were walking, the nurse said, we like to get parents in this situation to hold them before they pass away. Ugh. And I didn't think that was going to happen. It was unfathomable what that was, what that looked like. We were able to finally hold her because we weren't able to hold her at first. So at least we were able to do that. But it was devastating. You can't explain it.
No. And even for another parent that maybe has also lost a child, each time that happens, it's not supposed to work that way.
Right.
We're supposed to, they're supposed to outlive us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we were able to spend as much time with her as we needed to or wanted to. And I requested to go home the next day because I said, I don't need to be here if she's not here.
Right.
So it was very tough.
And then I want to fast forward a little bit because I don't want to minimize this in any way, but things did get better.
Yes, they did.
A little bit better, yes. Right? And then a little bit better again. If I'm counting proper.
Yes.
But it probably took some time. So how much time you got home? And like in the first part of this, we talked about how you needed to do something. And that's how you started the earrings for Abby.
Yes.
Just to kind of get your mind out of it and get busy doing something.
Yep.
And you did that for a little bit and it was going good. Mm-hmm. And then tell us what happened next or who happened next.
So, yes. So it took me a while to decide that we were ready to start a family again, to start trying again. We were trying in January of 2022 is when we finally decided we were ready, which I don't know if you ever really are ready, but you hope for the best.
Sure.
Took us until about September to finally get pregnant again, which we ended up having twins. So May 5th of 2023, we had twins, boy and girl twins, Levi and Sylvie. So they are our little rainbow babies and our silver lining to this whole story, whole journey that we've been on.
And there was no issues with them? They're all, especially twins, like there's usually complications with twins. That had to have been nerve-wracking all by itself, being like, yeah, you're pregnant, and you had the mixed feelings about that, I'm guessing. And then, oh, there's two of them.
Exactly. So I found out after Abby had passed away that I have antiphospholipid antibody syndrome. Basically, it's a clotting disorder that only presents itself during pregnancy, which... how would you know unless you get pregnant? So then I had to give myself Lovenox shots, just blood thinner shots every day to keep the blood flow going. And no issues. They were born at 36 weeks.
Awesome.
They were perfect. They are perfect.
Great. And now they help make earrings for their big sister.
They do. They know who Abby is. They know she's their sister. They know she's in heaven. They know all about her.
Great. And they're doing good. There's no problems with them.
They are awesome. They just turned two. They definitely keep us on our toes, keep us busy. But they're perfect.
Fantastic. If there has to be an outcome, this has to be it. You know, like if you couldn't choose a better one.
I know.
So that is so awesome. And now your family has a cause, but it's not as painful as it used to be, I'm guessing.
You're right. It's not as sharp, but it's still always there.
Yeah. It's never going to be gone.
Correct.
It's just softer now because you have these two glorious babies,
yes.
your little twins, and you have your husband and your family that supports you.
Absolutely.
So, like, at the end of the day, I'm trying to keep it together, you guys. I'm trying really hard. At the end of the day, you know, you guys, I'm sure, got tighter because of all of this.
Yes.
So, like, if there's any lesson to be learned, like, don't give up, right? Like, you guys came onto each other, held on, and then decided, I need to give back to the other people that are going through stuff like this.
Yeah.
And $31,000 is an insane amount to donate for any cause, but making earrings at $4 a pair.
It's crazy.
And giving to babies in the NICU. I just don't even know how to make a better fundraiser thing. I just don't even know how. Nobody can top that. That's my thing I'm saying today, that this is one, it's just such a heart-wrenching thing that you've done something so good with. And it's so fun because you're very humble about it, too. And you don't seem to want, like, hoopla with it, which I know I would understand that, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to bring some light to this because I feel it is very important. And I think it's, like, what we do with ourselves when times are the toughest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, mm-hmm. people can do good things when they're happy and bouncing on the top and are all high and have all the things. But when it's really bad, what do you do?
Yep.
Well, you pulled yourself up and made something. You made some lemonade.
That's right.
Right. And so now we have earrings for Abby. And again, you guys, these are beautiful. This is not like, I think $4 earrings, I think like maybe the 2-year-old twins made them, you know, but that's not how it is. These things are gorgeous. They're all kinds. They're just pretty. They're beautiful. There's all kinds of shapes and styles.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm wearing my West Warrior little cabochons that I wore them, yeah. and she saw them, spotted them right away.
Sure did.
So, you know, sports teams. You said you're doing Packers and Brewers lately because of
yes.
all the sports coming.
Yes.
And then, again, there's floral ones. There's acrylic clear stuff. Go to Earrings for Abby Facebook
okay.
page. You have to see them. She posts on Sundays.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, Sunday afternoons.
And if by some crazy chance you don't wear earrings or don't like them, she's always open to taking donations.
Absolutely.
And that happens to you regularly, right?
It sure does. At craft shows, there are people that say, I'm not an earring wearer, but I want to donate to the cause. And they'll give a cash donation.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And you're doing this $2 at a time.
Yeah.
$2 at a time to raise $31,500.
Mm-hmm.
And in not very much time. This has only been, what, 4 years?
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I applaud your efforts.
Thank you.
I am so sorry for your loss and the tragedy your family had to go through to get here.
Thank you.
But I'm so glad that you found your way out of it
mm-hmm.
and were able to continue with your family plans. And now you have this beautiful little family and your little earring making clan. And we will never forget about Abby.
Absolutely.
And she will just be bringing us forward from now on, right?
That's right.
Perfect.
That's right.
Where are you going to be? I mean, by the time this airs, people may not know, but all the rest of the fall, you're going to be doing some craft fairs, right?
Yes. So Saturday, November 1st is at Wausau West.
Okay.
It will be set up. And then Saturday, November 22nd that's Widow's Weekend. That's at Green Heck.
Okay, so Green Heck, that's the big one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so there'll be lots of people coming in there.
Yes.
I am predicting you will do very well at both of these locations.
Well, I sure hope so. Thank you.
Yes, and we'll keep track of Emily here and where she's going to be. And you guys listen up because you might hear a little blurb here and there. And I'd love to have you back after maybe the fall is over here and just before Christmas. Maybe
sure.
we could talk about this again. Maybe
sure.
people would like some meaningful gifts, handmade things from
Absolutely.
Someone in our community and to help out this great cause. So again, thank you so much for joining us today. Emily C. Hafer, founder of Earrings for Abby Facebook group, where you can go get $4 beautiful designer earrings, and $2 of every one of those purchased goes to Marshfield Clinic NICU to help babies that need that service. So thank you for all you do, Emily, and we appreciate you being one of our new guests.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.